ONEOK doubles Permian processing power with $4.425 billion Brazos midstream takeover. ONEOK just became the Permian's midstream heavyweight to beat. The Tulsa-based operator is acquiring Brazos Midstream's Midland Basin gas gathering and processing assets for $4.425 billion, doubling its regional processing capacity to approximately 2.3 billion cubic feet per day, and creating what may be the largest integrated natural gas system in America's most prolific hydrocarbon basin. The transaction, announced August 30, 2026, comes with a critical financing component. Apollo and its affiliates are making a $9 billion non-voting minority equity investment in ONEOK, with roughly $5 billion earmarked for debt reduction. This dual transaction structure reveals the sophistication of modern midstream mergers and acquisitions. ONEOK isn't just buying assets. It's recapitalizing its balance sheet while locking in Apollo as a long-term financial partner without ceding board control. Piers A. Norton II, ONEOK's president and chief executive officer, framed the deal as a strategic leap forward. "The acquisition expands our scale in the Permian Midland Basin, advances our integrated wellhead-to-water strategy, and strengthens connectivity across our natural gas and NGL value chain, positioning ONEOK to capture major volume growth in one of the most economic and rapidly growing resource plays," Norton stated in the release. Why this matters beyond the immediate parties: midstream consolidation in the Permian has reached a tipping point where scale determines who captures the next decade of production growth. ONEOK is positioning itself as the essential infrastructure operator for producers including ExxonMobil, Diamondback Energy, and Double Eagle, all of whom have dedicated acreage to the Brazos system. In a basin where drilling activity continues to push into deeper formations with higher gas-to-oil ratios, the operator with the most pipe and processing capacity wins. The asset package, 600,000 acres and 14 active rigs, the Brazos Midland acquisition, brings ONEOK approximately 600,000 dedicated acres across seven core Midland Basin counties, supported by an estimated 4,000 remaining well locations and 14 active drilling rigs currently operating under long-term, fixed-fee contracts. This acreage dedication is critical. It locks in future volumes regardless of commodity price swings, de-risking cash flows for a decade or more. The infrastructure itself includes roughly 700 miles of gathering pipeline and 1.2 billion cubic feet per day of processing capacity. Once the Cassidy II plant comes online in third quarter 2027. That plant, located in Glasscock County, Texas, will double the Cassidy complex's processing capacity to 600 million cubic feet per day, directly addressing the rising natural gas volumes emerging from deeper Permian formations. The geological shift matters. As producers drill the Wolfcamp and Bone Spring formations at greater depths, gas-to-oil ratios climb, creating bottlenecks for operators without adequate midstream capacity. ONEOK's existing Permian footprint already includes natural gas gathering and processing, NGL transportation, and crude oil infrastructure. The Brazos assets slot directly into this system, enhancing connectivity between wellhead gathering and downstream assets like the West Texas NGL pipeline and the Medford NGL fractionation plant currently under construction. The company explicitly highlighted that the acquisition will increase volumes moving through these downstream assets, suggesting it expects to capture margin across multiple segments of the value chain. The transaction also includes a basin-wide area of mutual interest with an unnamed private producer, providing what ONEOK described as additional opportunities for future growth. While the producer's identity was not disclosed, this clause suggests ONEOK has secured preferential rights to handle future production from a significant operator, potentially locking competitors out of key acreage. The Apollo capital structure, $9 billion without board seats, Apollo's $9 billion non-voting minority equity investment is the transaction's financial fulcrum. By structuring the investment as non-voting equity, ONEOK retains full operational and strategic control while accessing a massive capital infusion at what is likely a lower cost than public equity issuance or pure debt financing. The investment is expected to close in September 2026, ahead of the Brazos acquisition's anticipated fourth quarter 2026 close, both subject to customary closing conditions. The $5 billion debt reduction component signals management's priority: deleverage the balance sheet before the next wave of capital deployment. Midstream operators learned hard lessons during the 2014 to 2016 commodity downturn, when over-leveraged players faced equity dilution or asset sales at distressed valuations. ONEOK is pre-positioning itself with a fortress balance sheet, giving it flexibility to pursue additional mergers and acquisitions or return capital to shareholders without constraint. Apollo's willingness to deploy $9 billion into a single midstream operator reflects institutional conviction that Permian production growth is far from over. The alternative asset manager has been methodically building exposure to energy infrastructure, viewing fee-based midstream assets as inflation-protected, yield-generating holdings with limited commodity exposure. The non-voting structure suggests Apollo is comfortable with ONEOK's management and strategic direction, opting for economic participation without governance complexity. Permian math: volume growth and the race for scale. ONEOK's Midland Basin processing capacity will reach approximately 2.3 billion cubic feet per day post-acquisition, including infrastructure under construction. To contextualize that figure, the Permian Basin produced roughly 6.5 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas as of mid-2026 across both the Midland and Delaware subbasins, according to industry data. ONEOK's expanded capacity represents meaningful market share in the Midland, positioning it to handle a substantial portion of incremental production. The Midland Basin's deeper drilling activity is the structural driver behind this deal. As producers exhaust Tier 1 inventory in shallower zones, they are moving to the Wolfcamp D, Lower Spraberry, and Bone Spring intervals, which yield higher gas volumes per barrel of oil. This geological reality creates sustained demand for gas processing capacity, and operators with insufficient midstream infrastructure face production curtailment or flaring penalties. ONEOK is betting that producers will increasingly consolidate their midstream relationships with scaled operators capable of handling multi-decade development programs. The fixed-fee contract structure insulates ONEOK from commodity price volatility. Unlike equity barrels or percentage of proceeds arrangements, fixed-fee contracts guarantee cash flows based on throughput volumes, not hydrocarbon prices. With 14 rigs actively drilling on dedicated acreage and approximately 4,000 remaining locations, the volume visibility extends well beyond a typical investment horizon. Cross-border context: midstream capital deployment in 2026. While ONEOK pursues scale in the Permian, global energy infrastructure operators are deploying capital across diverse geographies. In the SBA, for example, finalized a deal to acquire a 50% stake and operatorship in Uruguay's off 5 offshore exploration block in the Punta del Este Basin on August 29, 2026. And he is partnering with YPF subsidiary Muin SA and Uruguay's national oil company, ANCAP, and has separately agreed to acquire a 40% interest in the adjacent OFF 6 block, currently operated by APA Corp. The Uruguay deals, while modest in scale compared to ONEOK's Permian acquisition, illustrate the breadth of institutional capital pursuing hydrocarbon infrastructure in 2026. And his entry into Uruguay signals European majors are willing to explore frontier basins with unproven potential, diversifying beyond mature North American and North Sea assets. APA's willingness to bring any into Off-6 as a funding partner reflects a pragmatic approach. Offshore exploration is capital-intensive and risk-laden, and strategic partnerships allow operators to share both costs and technical expertise. The contrast is instructive. ONEOK is buying proven, cash-flowing midstream assets in the world's most active drilling basin, while Eni is funding high-risk exploration in an unproven offshore frontier. Both strategies reflect rational capital allocation within different risk-return profiles, but the scale of the ONEOK transaction and Apollo's backing underscore the premium institutional capital places on visible, long-duration cash flows over speculative drilling upside. The Plaquemium view, ONEOK's Brazos acquisition, is a textbook example of midstream consolidation driven by producer rationalization and geological reality. The Permian's deepest inventory carries higher gas-to-oil ratios, and as producers exhaust shallower zones, they will increasingly depend on operators with the processing capacity and connectivity to handle complex hydrocarbon streams. ONEOK is positioning itself as that essential infrastructure provider, and the Apollo capital infusion gives it the financial firepower to continue this strategy without balance sheet strain. What the market may be underestimating is the durability of ONEOK's competitive moat post-acquisition. The combination of 600,000 dedicated acres, long-term fixed-fee contracts, and direct connectivity to downstream fractionation and export infrastructure creates a vertically integrated system that will be difficult for competitors to replicate. The basin-wide area of mutual interest with an undisclosed private producer is particularly intriguing. If that producer is a significant private equity-backed operator, ONEOK may have locked in a multi-billion dollar future growth option that is not yet reflected in transaction multiples. The Apollo structure is equally significant. By accepting non-voting equity, Apollo is signaling it views ONEOK's management as best in class and sees no need for board representation or strategic redirection. This is a vote of confidence in Norton's leadership and the company's integrated wellhead-to-water strategy. More importantly, the $9 billion infusion at a non-voting discount implies Apollo believes ONEOK's equity is undervalued relative to its long-term cash flow potential. Institutional investors should note, when one of the world's largest alternative asset managers deploys $9 billion into a single name without board seats, it typically reflects deep conviction and proprietary diligence that public market participants may have missed. The transaction also sets a valuation benchmark for Permian midstream assets. At $4.425 billion for approximately 1.2 billion cubic feet per day of processing capacity and 700 miles of gathering pipe, the implied acquisition multiple appears reasonable relative to recent comparable transactions, though specific EBITDA or throughput multiples were not disclosed. What is clear? Scaled, long-contract, fee-based midstream assets in the Permian command premium valuations, and operators without Apollo-sized backers will struggle to compete for premier assets in future auction processes. The bottom line, scale wins in the Permian ONEOK's $4.4 billion Brazos acquisition, backed by Apollo's $9 billion equity infusion, is a signal event for Permian midstream consolidation. The operator is doubling its Midland Basin processing capacity to 2.3 billion cubic feet per day, locking in long-term, fixed-fee contracts with marquee producers, and deleveraging its balance sheet in a single coordinated move. The strategic logic is unassailable. As drilling moves deeper and gas volumes rise, the operators with the most capacity and connectivity will capture the lion's share of volume growth and margin expansion. For institutional investors, the takeaway is clear. Midstream consolidation in the Permian is far from complete, and the next wave of mergers and acquisitions will likely involve scaled operators acquiring smaller systems to extend their integrated networks. ONEOK has positioned itself as the acquirer, not the target, and Apollo's backing ensures it will have the capital to continue this strategy. The companies with 600,000 dedicated acres and 14 active rigs on contract today will be the cash flow compounders of the next decade. Position accordingly.